Hey, Channel Insiders, I'm your host, Petey Bobosso, and welcome to this very special episode of Channel Insider Partner POV, brought to you by BlackPoint Cyber. And I'm joined by the man himself, John Murchison, CEO and founder of BlackPoint Cyber. It is such an honor to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. Really appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. So why don't we first talk about BlackPoint Cyber from your perspective?
Sure.
When you talk about it to people, what do you say about BlackPoint Cyber and how do you describe it?
At our core, we're really a software company. Basically, we write all the software we use and then we wrap it in a 24/7 threat ops center. We deploy it. If we see bad guys, you know, they're trying to ransomware you or breaking your cloud, we stop them, you know, before they cause damage. That's really our kind of core mission that we started with. You know, as this industry has been evolving, there's still a huge shortage in competent IT skills and even worse in security. And I think as an industry, one of the things that's going on, it's a great growth industry right now. It's growing about 11, 12% CAGR in North America, but it's professionalizing rapidly. And so our whole strategy is really a platform play where we have MDR, we have application control, we have exposure management. And our whole strategy really is to offload as much of the security work from an MSP as possible. It's very specialized. Then we can go to market together. You know, we can grow our businesses together. And I think, you know, as a lot of investments coming into this market and private equity might, which is a good thing, it's great the industry is growing naturally, but it also means it's going to become more sophisticated. And if you don't start becoming verticalized, focused as MSP, if you don't start doing security first, you're going to be in a maybe less competitive position compared to where the industry is. And so a lot of our strategies, best security in the world, we're the fastest MDR in the world. We invented MDR for Microsoft 365 and Azure Single Sign. We're the first to ever do it. And then we're pairing that with like big education on the business side and true partnerships to grow. So that's kind of BlackPoint at its core.
So you have such a fascinating background. And I'd like to touch on that a little bit.
Sure.
Because as the founder of this company, clearly there was something missing to you. There was a missing link in the industry that you said, I can fill this.
Sure.
I can help people.
Right.
Can you talk to me about the birth of BlackPoint Cyber?
You know, I was a Division I athlete at Maryland as a tennis player and a marketing major. That's all I had, right? And I was the youngest of four. And my brother got me into networking. So I started as a network engineer and doing a lot of Cisco type work. But I was always interested in the intelligence community and I was down in Maryland, which is where the National Security Agency is. So I ended up at the National Security Agency. And at the time it was never acknowledged publicly, but in more of our offensive cyber unit where, you know, we leverage offensive cyber to solve, you know, kind of critical national security intelligence questions that we had to have. So I spent 12 years, you know, doing that and a bunch of other jobs in that space, I had kind of especially in counterproliferation. You know, I jokingly say, you know, we're kind of the bad guys for the right team for 12 years. I was getting to a point where I'd done some of the coolest jobs you could possibly do and see just amazing things and travel, you know, to some interesting places in the world. And I actually got injured. Not in work. It was a dumb accident, to be totally clear. It's an embarrassing story. Skiing down a dirt bike trail. But, you know, I ended up blowing out both my knees. Well, at that time, I was approached by a company that wanted to buy my government business. And we were also making some very special software back then. I decided to sell it, spun it out into a new entity, did a lot more national security work with our software for several years. But eventually, I wanted to take a crack at building what I would want to use to do defense, having been an offensive guy. And I didn't believe in SIEM technologies, security incident event management for catching hackers. And I really felt there was a lot more we could do in this game. So we spent 3 years and a lot of money building out this platform. And then we came to market in mid-2019 in the MSP space. So really, it was a little bit of a winding journey, you know, but ultimately, you know, we're one of the fastest growing cybersecurity companies in the game.
I want to point out where we are right now. We are at PAX 8 Beyond 2024. You have spoken to so many partners in just the 24 hours that you've been on site.
Yes.
What are you hearing from them as far as how BlackPoint has been able to help them solve customer challenges? Mm-hmm. And what are those customer challenges in 2024?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's internal challenges and then there's kind of go-to-market challenges. And obviously, PAX 8 Beyond, this was our best event last year, ROI. I love this event. We see so many partners here. And PAX 8's done amazing things with their marketplace and their partnership with Microsoft. Microsoft is prominent in every MSP's ecosystem, and it continues year over year to get more and more important. And I think, you know, for us, because we've done this kind of platform suite play of trying to offset so many products, and we stayed very focused on Microsoft, we've become kind of the go-to MDR SOC as a service ecosystem for folks that are running, they're heavy in the Microsoft ecosystem, specifically 365 Azure. And so I think our simplification of that, our efficacy, obviously I've had so many partners come. I had one in a meeting today, and we saved two of his kind of electrical supply distribution companies.
Oh, wow.
Those go down really hard in a ransomware event. Imagine figuring out where all your parts are and your inventory just all falls apart. So that's been really exciting to hear firsthand. You onboard so many partners. I've met so many I've never met before, which has been incredible. But I think at the end of the day, we simplify it, and then we've been selling together with our MSPs to help their adoption rate and their customers. The other trend I'm seeing is, and I tend to see this with like larger MSPs and really fast growing ones, the ones that are all in on the Microsoft latest and greatest, Copilot, automation, you name it, they're leveraging our security program to enter mid-market companies that are much larger because they can follow up with co-managed IT services. So that's a really cool play we like seeing in the industry, because I think the security stack that a lot of the mid-market is running, it's kind of an enterprise stack that's really expensive and slow, and the efficacy is not that high. And so the MSPs have a huge advantage to move up market and disrupt quite a bit. And that's pretty exciting having those conversations.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep going down that road in the opportunities there. First of all, it's 2024. How critical are MDR solutions still? It's not a necessarily a new term.
It's not a new term.
But
I would say the term has also now been applied to everything where the R is not real. Like an email is not R, a phone call is not R. It's like stopping the event. To me, I look at it this way. How many companies in 2024 can operate when their IT systems are down? Cloud, if your cloud infrastructure is breached or on-prem getting mass ransomed, the stakes are so high, it's part of your brand as well. I mean, if an MSP has a customer that didn't buy the advanced security package and got ransomware, they're still going to blame the MSP. So to me, it's absolutely critical. I think it's something that you just can't operate without anymore in 2024. And that's where you're starting to see insurers start asking now. They used to just ask EDR, MFA, vulnerability management. Now they're starting to ask, do you actually have a real MDR or XDR platform?
So when we consider managed detection and response, there are a lot of solutions out there. But when you think about it, where do you see most of those solutions fall short?
Sure.
And how does Black Point Cyber say, we can do this better?
Absolutely. I see two general camps, right? And I think we're trying to find the Goldilocks solution. I either see a really loaded stack, which is kind of traditional SIEM-based stack that has lots of network telemetry, very expensive, very time-consuming to set up, efficacy really, really low. So I see folks that, you know, to me, if your MDR provider's core system to detect and make sense of a hacker and mount the response is a SIEM, I would argue it's too expensive and too slow, right? So I think that's one area where these were traditional MSSP services that overnight MDR got hot and everyone rebranded, but the R is not there, like the actual response is not there. Or what I see is what I would call EDR run as a service, which is some very good offerings out there. The problem is there's been a trend with hackers to use less and less malware. And so when you think about, you know, if you think about what a hacker does, I need to, or what an IT person does, I need to put data on a machine, take data off a machine, install software. What does a ransomware operator do? The same thing. So what we've watched is a huge shift to where threat actors are using MSP tools to accomplish the job because they're legit and allowed. And EDRs just are completely blinded to it. So with us, we love EDR technology. I mean, we technically are an EDR technology because we're detecting and responding. But when it comes to like malware engines, we integrate with every major EDR and it's orchestrated with our agents. So we can see their view of the world and our view of the world. Love the technology, but now in our on-prem responses, they're missing 55 to 75% of the time, depends month on month, if we're ever going to get an alert from them. And it's our technology because we focus very heavily on lateral movement, live off the land. We see privileged behavior live in what they're doing. And that, so if you're going to do MDR on an elite level, you have to have a cloud operation. You need to see those alerts in context with your on-prem because we're seeing cloud breaches to use things like Intune to get on-prem. And you have to have a beautiful marriage of malware detection and tradecraft detection. So if you just rely on the EDR runs of service, you're going to miss all the live off the land stuff. If you do this big, heavy, bloated SIEM, you know, enterprise stack, it's very expensive, it's not competitive, and it doesn't work very well. So I think the sweet spot or the Goldilocks is sort of in the middle of those tools. Highly orchestrated, fast to deploy, no reboots, not relying on massive log volume. and doing just enough logging and analysis to check compliance boxes, I think is the more appropriate way. And I'm seeing other large security vendors start signaling this up market too.
How are you helping your MSP partners find new market opportunities with MDR this year and beyond?
Yeah.
Especially for their small to mid-sized customers, because that's really where we see a sweet spot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, several things. You know, when we onboard our partners, we like to co-sell. We have a unit called our Adversary Pursuit Group, which is doing continuous threat intelligence reporting, as well as threat research, including reverse engineering. We get notices out. I think what's really good about that group is we're taking really technical saves we've been doing and then breaking it down into basically a story that a layman can understand. Because think about it, we're selling to construction companies, lawyers, you know, these are not pros at IT security. And I think really, we never sell through fear. We just have to sell through facts and understanding. I think a lot of people have a perception I'm too small, no one's gonna target me. And they don't understand the vast majority of ransomware attacks are not targeted. You're a target of opportunity because of a vulnerability, because someone found creds and things like that. So I think we help MSPs provide perspective to their target audience, and we help co-sell. And then we also have a lot of kind of good business hygiene courses that we offer our MSPs to up their skill in running a business.
Any of them that you can talk about right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have something we launched called Blackpoint University. I think we have 15 courses in there. We have another 6 or 8 dropping really soon. I look at it this way, like, at the end of the day, we have to be a lead at security. That's a given. We have to be a real partner where we know each other. That's another given. But if it's a real partnership, we want to go to market more effectively together. We want to help our MSPs standardize their business model, get focused on verticals, learn about smart org design. So we have courses that are everything from leadership courses to front of the funnel lead generation courses. And they're all written by former MSP owners, professionals who have kind of run it at an elite level.
So they've been there. They know the game.
They've been there. It's one reason my chief client officer is a gentleman named Mike Eastep. Mike ran a really successful MSP called Becca. Out of Atlanta, but then he built Blue Alliance, which was one of the first kind of acquisition platform plays, and grew that over to a large revenue number and ran it at the pro levels. And I was fortunate enough, the timing was right, where I got to bring him on. So he handles our community, our client success, Blackpoint University, but he's basically our interpreter to make sure we're actually delivering MSPs what they really need to solve their problems, while also trying to uplift and coach them into the model we see of the fastest growing, most successful MSPs.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Going right on from there and maybe shift towards what we shouldn't be doing.
Right.
You're a big proponent of software information event management technology. Mm-hmm. Just throwing more at that is not the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You look at, insurance, do you have a SIEM? Compliance, do you have a SIEM? It's all good intention, but let's be honest, the compliance insurance industry, by the time, the requirements hit paper, it's usually dated. Mm-hmm. The reality is we absolutely have to retain logs and off logs. It's great for compliance, because listen, it's a cost of doing business, you have to deal with it. The second part is, if God forbid there is an event, you can put the pieces together much, much quicker. And so I think ultimately, what you don't wanna do is rely on that as your core system to triage events to mount a response, because they're too slow and too expensive.
So moving on from there, we have to talk about AI.
Right.
We cannot talk about artificial intelligence. With AI in mind, how is it impacting your customer security? And what is Blackpoint doing to help its MSPs combat some of the new threats that are now involved in the game because of AI?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things. Where's AI most useful for an adversary right now? Yes, you can write malware with it. You can write scripts and things like that. The number one way, you generally get into a company is by socially engineering an employee. We have all seen the emails where we read it and we say, that doesn't sound like an American from my company wrote it, for example. Generative AI specifically has allowed folks to cut that language barrier out, have much more believable stuff. And a lot of it is actually used to drive a breach is more of a legal term, but malicious access into like a cloud Microsoft 365 environment. So the big trend is the attack volume's up way, way high in 365 and Azure. Makes sense, it's so darn useful and we're running the world on it. I think when you think about AI, I think every MSP should be looking at how can I automate, how can I leverage AI for service desks, whatever, anything that still preserves a great customer experience and allows you to get more efficiencies for the dollar you spend is worth it. Copilot obviously is one of those tools. And we're really starting to see it pop up in MSPs. The thing is though, you know, we invented MDR for 365. There's not many people doing it, and very few doing it well. You have to think about, how do I harden protect this house? That is going to get even more important when I have Copilot and all my automation. And so I think the biggest thing we're trying to do is say, listen, we need to get you ready for AI and ready for all the goodness that Copilot's going to bring you. And it has to start by securing the highest attacked infrastructure right now. So higher efficacy on the social engineering side, we have to make sure it's protected. And obviously with our cloud response product, it's kind of what we do every day. We're doing hundreds of responses a week.
Moving on to talk about some recent history for Black Point Cyber. A year ago, you made a $190 million investment specifically into your MSPs that was backed by Bain Capital and Accel. And that is just a lot of money to say that this is going towards our MSP partners. Can you point to any benchmarks from then to now, a year later, in which you can say this is how we're showing that dedication to our MSPs?
Yeah, so, I mean, first off, we launched Black Point University. Immediately, we started in investing in that. We're originally a Maryland-based company. In fact, our new headquarters just opened in Denver today. I don't think we've announced that. So, but
this is breaking news.
Yeah, we brought on a chief technology and product officer. He was most recently the deputy CTO at Tenable. So, other investments we're making is we have so many product and software capabilities coming out over the next year. We just tripled down on that. We tripled down on, kind of customer success and enablement. And we've just been growing really rapidly since then, which has allowed us to bring out a lot more MSPs. We obviously launched this PEP partnership with Pax8, which is really helping us, grow in the United States and also internationally. So for us, we're just reinvesting it right back into the business at a much, much faster rate to support growth.
Your MSPs have so much now to work with thanks to that investment that you made with them.
Right.
I really want to know a success story in which we talk about the customer side and your MSPs backed by Black Point Cyber were able to help one of them. Do you have a success story you could share with me?
Yeah, I have one that's a little atypical for the MSP space. So generally the MSP space is attacked by more like cyber criminal groups, ransomware groups, syndicates, things like that. We do get some nation state activity where intelligence services are going. Because you think about, we protect, and MSPs are working the defense industrial base. They might be working with political organizations. I mean, they support everything you can imagine. And so we had a quite prominent, more larger upmarket customer. They frequently got nation state attention. So this particular customer has a lot of eyeballs on it. And they're international as well. And so a bunch of folks went to a conference, a very prominent conference. All of them had an MFA bypass attack on them, all 11 of them. We were able to successfully stop that in a few minutes, so they got nowhere. We knew from the telemetry we were seeing this was not a normal group, and we all were pretty sure it was probably the Chinese, just because of some of the tradecraft they used to log in. The next day, they were a hybrid environment, so they had Exchange Server on-prem as well. We noticed an Exchange Server got hit, laterally spread, so that means the threat actor had privileged credentials and used that to install software on the file server. They put persistence techniques. We caught it right away. Interesting part is it was running top-tier EDR technology, which is fine. It's normal. We all looked at each other and said, wait a minute, that Exchange Server is patched. That was the last Exchange 0 day months before it was public. And the interesting part is, that was an example. If you just focus on malware, if you just use EDR technology, you'd have been blind to that. If you didn't have like a ability to do MDR Microsoft 365, you'd have been completely blind to that attack. You'd have been a victim. That was one of Chinese top tier intelligence agencies that was conducting this attack. And our technology was the sole reason it was detected and stopped. So that was probably a really technical one. We also did one, I believe, for a municipality, so a small city, where they leveraged a breach into the Microsoft Cloud environment and used Intune to push malware down on-prem. So that's another trend that's happening, where cloud infrastructure can be used to hit on-prem. We were able to basically catch it and see it both sides and stop. And I know there's not another company right now that could do that. So those are two really nuanced versions that I was really proud about.
What is next for Black Points? Are you going to take a year off and just kind of not do any crazy things
this year? No, we're going to push. We're going to push. We have some major refreshes of products coming. We have a whole new line of offerings that is going to be coming out, you know, to help with hygiene and things like that. The other thing that we're going to see coming is a much more robust partner program and certification programs that are coming. So we're investing a lot more in how can we help our partners grow in addition to new tech.
Amazing. Well, yeah. John, thank you for your time sincerely today. It's been such a pleasure.
Likewise. I really appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody watching and listening at home. As always, you can find us on channelinsider.com, our YouTube page at channelinsider_news and trends. John subscribes.
Yes.
And you can also find us on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Katie Bavoso, and I'll see you next time.